Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
One of the best headlines I've ever seen in my entire life, woman gets charged after shovel fight. A 61-year-old lady got into a shovel fight with a 71-year-old lady, and I really wish I had a front row seat for that.
Oh, that would have been entertaining.
Like, just get a lawn chair, park it across the street, and just be like, okay.
I got dibs on the 71-year-old.
Who's going to win this one?
Also, and not to be sexist, but when I saw the headline about a shovel fight, I'm sorry, I just assumed two guys.
You assumed someone's gender?
I just assumed, and then you find out that there's two ladies, you're like, really? Is that what ladies are doing nowadays, having shovel fights?
Ladies can get in shovel fights too, okay, Stacey?
Apparently they can.
Come on now. You are stuck in 2017. How dare you? But they got in a shovel fight, and it's all because of the way that they were shoveling their driveway. Apparently one lady was putting her snow on the other lady's front lawn. And apparently that's a big no-no. I've never had that problem before. Everywhere I have lived, I've always done that. Put it on my neighbor's front yard, and there's never been a problem. But apparently that is a big problem. Like,
neighbor fights can have, you know, really ridiculous beginnings where it does come down to, like, little minute property line details or you left your light on overnight, that sort of thing. But I do think, like, putting your snow onto someone else's property, that's not right. You got to either pile it onto your own lawn or, I don't know, send it into the backyard if you can, something like that.
But what if your neighbor has a huge yard? Like, what if both of you guys have huge yards and it's just easier? Instead of going all the way to one side, you can do the double side, back and forth. You shovel twice as fast.
There has to be an agreed statement of snow dispersal. You have to basically get the okay. You can't just assume they're going to be like, oh, that's not a big deal. Because what if it causes flooding in the spring and ugh?
I thought you were going to say contract there. I was like, I don't think you need a contract for
this. No, but like, you just have to like say to your neighbor, hey, do you mind? I don't have much room here. Can I put my snow on your lawn?
Yeah.
You can't just do it and assume they'll be fine with it because you know what? They're going to beat you with a shovel.
It kind of matters what shovel this is. Like if it's one of those cheap $15 Canadian Tire ones that's made out of plastic.
Super light.
Whatever, you know? But if it's one of those expensive metal ones, that can do some damage.
Or what about the ones that have the, like, the metal blade along the bottom?
Yeah.
Those are dangerous. Like, they're sharp.
Kind of jab someone with that? That's really dangerous. What if you have a beauty of a neighbor like mine who's like, I didn't even ask. He was like, no, man, to make it easier, shovel it on my.
Oh, but they offer? Of course.
They did. Like, I've never had that happen before.
Just
so
do not be one of those people that takes it and slides it right down onto the street.
Oh, we have one of those people on our cul-de-sac.
It's
and
the worst.
Everyone talks about her. Like, no one has gone up and talked to her like, hey, figure it out. But we're all just like, oh, did you see Karen again putting her snow in the street?
It's technically, like, you're not supposed to do that. I believe it's like a bylaw. So if you are in violation of the bylaw, I have the number on my phone, Clayton, of the bylaw officer if you would like it.
No, because I'm not a narc.
I am that person.
Narc. Here's a scenario for you, Stacey, okay?
All right.
Or scenario, if you're one of those people. You're having a barbecue. You're making some steaks. And one person is like, I'll have mine well done. What's your response?
Get out of my house.
Are you one of those people where it's like, hey, no, anything over medium, I'm not making it.
I just would like to try and convince them to try it differently, like medium.
You would like to convert them, is what you're saying.
I would love to convert them.
Yeah? You're going to go door to door. Excuse me, do you have a moment to talk about steak?
More specifically, medium steak.
Yes, because I am from the Church of Steak, and I really, really want to make sure that your steak is fulfilling your steak needs.
I'm actually from the Church of Medium Rare when it comes to steaks.
Gotcha.
So growing up, if we had steak, which was like a once a year occasion, it was well done because my mom didn't like the blood in the plate. So that's just how dad cooked, and that's just how I thought steaks were. And then I went to a restaurant, I'm pretty sure it was the Keg for the first time ever, and they were like, how would you like your steak done? And I was like, what do you mean? I have an option? Oh yeah, we have this, 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 and that. And I had no idea. And my friends were like, just go with medium, it's safe. And I was like, I ate the steak and thought, what have I been doing my entire life? Wasting steaks, getting them cooked well done.
That's kind of like the first time I had chocolate milk in my entire life. I still remember that day. I was like 10, and I was like, chocolate milk exists? Where have you been my whole life? See, I'm a medium kind of guy.
Yeah.
And like more on the medium well done instead of medium rare.
Oh, yeah.
But like still, like it's got to have pink in the middle. Well done is just an atrocity, but I'm not going to judge you or kick you out of my house for having it well done. Some guys out there are like super strict about it. Like, no, it has to be medium, medium rare, or medium, that's it. And it's like, okay, man, pump the brakes. It's just a steak. Like, relax.
We have a friend who likes them. I don't, is it called blue?
Yeah, blue rare.
Blue rare, where you basically, like, lay the steak on the grill for, like, 10 seconds aside just to give it some brown, and then it's, like, red inside.
Got to get that protein, Stacey. Got to get those gains. It was the worst when I was a server, and some people would ask for a well-done steak, and then 10 minutes later, they're like, where's my food?
Why is it
really,
taking
man?
So long?
You ordered a well-done steak. Figure it out, bud. I love making bets on the Super Bowl. Not like the who's going to win kind of bets, but I love the Super Bowl because of the, like, the weird bets. Like, you can bet on what kind of clothes the anthem singer is going to have.
No.
Yeah, you can bet on how many commercials are going to be going on during the Super Bowl. This year, you can bet on how many plays Tony Romo will correctly predict, because he's been doing that all year during the game. He's like, oh yeah, receiver's going to run a fly here, and that guy's going to run a slant. And it happens.
You're right. There's one here that says, how many times will the broadcaster mention a certain player's age?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, there's so many things you can bet on.
Will it take Gladys Knight to sing the U.S. national anthem?
Yeah.
Will she be wearing a skirt, dress, or gown? Wow, that's ridiculous.
And there are, like, hundreds and hundreds of these bets. You can bet on the coin toss, even.
Will Donald Trump attend the game?
Exactly. Like, you can bet on all these little weird things, and I absolutely love it until I lose all my money, and
of course.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
But why stop there? Instead of just betting on the Super Bowl, you should bet on your own Super Bowl party. Like, place bets amongst your friends on what's going to happen at your Super Bowl party.
Okay.
Are you with me here? So, for example, which friend will bring the worst / least eaten appetizer?
Mm.
So, at the end of the party, whoever's appetizer has the most left, boom, that's the one. You win some money. Because it's always awesome taking money from your friends, hey?
Right.
How many times will the non-football fan of the group say, I'm just here for the halftime show?
Fair enough.
Like,
I've heard that
seven
before.
Seven or eight. Over under 2.5 conversations about how Tom Brady is overrated. Take the over on that one. Take the over. How many smooches will the PDA couple have during the first half?
Oh, yes.
Probably around seven. For some reason, people love smooching during the Super Bowl. I don't get it.
It's very romantic.
Who will be the first person to spill their drink on the carpet?
Oh, yeah.
Put some bets on that.
Vote
one.
Vote on me, because that's always me.
You are so clumsy. Lastly here, how many times will the Patriot fan of the group be told to shut up? Probably double digits. Saskatoon, as of late, has been making a lot of those top 10 cities in Canada lists, you know, like just the random ones, you know, like top 10 cities to take a vacation or something like that. Hey, well, we got another one. Saskatoon is one of Canada's top 10 romantic dining destinations.
Ooh-hoo.
You know what that means, Stacey? Cue the sexy music. Oh, yeah, romantic dining here in the YXE. Mmm.
Delicious.
That was a really creepy mmm, by the way. Like, yeah, good for us. We're number 9. Take that, Victoria. At number 10, we beat you again.
I liked how we just barely made it in there.
Oh, yeah, like, we're not number 5 or number 4. We're number 9. Woo! Go us. That's enough of Careless Whisperer, by the way. We'll play it a little bit later. But Saskatoon, apparently, when it comes to romantic restaurants, we are killing it. When it comes to restaurants in general, this city is killing it.
I think so, yeah. We've got a lot of places to go out and eat in the city.
But the thing is, like, I think the romantic part is, like, the ambiance of the restaurant. I don't think it's the food itself. I think it's more of, like, the character of the restaurant, the lighting, the atmosphere. Because you can't be romantic while eating food. You just
sure
can't.
You can. Don't you ever feed each other? Like, when you're out at a nice restaurant, you feed each other a bite full of your food?
No. Brenly just steals food off of my plate. And then if I steal food off her plate, I get in trouble because marriage.
We do. Sean and I always do. We give each other a perfect bite. So it's like a piece of meat, a little bit of the potatoes, maybe a vegetable and some sauce on it. So they can experience exactly what we have, and then we feed it to each other.
Aww.
It's not like
do you like put it on the fork and like feed it to each other?
Yeah.
In the restaurant?
Yeah.
Holy PDA, you two.
And then we get on the floor and make out.
Whoa,
just kidding.
Easy, pump the brakes over
there. No, but we do like just a bite each, and then yeah, it's just a nice way of, you know, getting each other to taste the food, but also a little bit of romance, if that's what you want to call it.
As someone who hates it when their food touches, that's like a worst case scenario for me. Like, if Brenly did that for me, I'd be like, wedding's off, Brenly. Wedding's off. I know. But like, you can't eat food in a sexy way. Like, some foods, yes. But like, eating soup. You ever tried to eat soup in a sexy way? You're like, mmm, yeah. Oh, some spilt on my chin. Oh,
no,
it's on my shirt.
You can blow on the soup and then eat it slowly and lick your lips after. Boom, sexy soup.
Oh, that's borderline creepy. That's what that is.
If you really wanted to, you could make any food sexy.
Try
spaghetti,
it.
Spaghetti, you know, as you're slurping it up and it's splashing all over your face. Why not?
Go on, keep going. You got one. You said any food, so keep going.
Chicken wings. Licking the sauce off your fingers.
Yeah.
Sexy.
So hot, yeah.
Craft dinner.
Okay.
One noodle at a time.
That would just be annoying. That wouldn't be sexy. Someone just sitting there, I just eat them one at a time. Yeah? Bye. There's the door. That date would be over. Seriously, go on, though. I'm getting super turned on by this. So.
Jell-O. Just slurp it right out of the bowl. That's just disgusting, actually.
Keep going.
Steak. You could cut it seductively and chew it.
Cut it seductively?
I don't know. Some eye contact?
Slow, purposeful cuts. So recap here. Any food is sexy if you just make eye contact with the person.
Yes.
Just eating cereal, just eye contact.
But romantic eye contact, not weird eye contact.
What's the difference between weird eye contact and romantic eye contact?
I'm not showing you romantic eye contact.
What? All these years it hasn't been romantic?
No.
Wow, I definitely read those messages wrong.